earlier this year at your conference, Gene Hemphill with New Holland received your, I think it was Innovator of the Year Award, I believe it was, and in part because the company is made a commitment to support biodiesel, as I understand it. And so this just gives you another opportunity to work with somebody who's been real supportive of your efforts in your industry.
Gene Hemphill has been a real leader in terms of biodiesel development, working with the engine companies, and New Holland has taken a real leadership role in actually promoting the use of biodiesel in their equipment. And that is having an impact with acceptance and efforts on behalf of the other engine manufacturers to become more accepting and work with customers who are wanting to use biodiesel. There's a lot of farmers out there who are excited about using biodiesel, and they want to use it in their tractors, and New Holland is doing their part to promote that, and it really is a leadership role because the other companies are starting to come in line too in terms of their broader acceptance.
Well, we got together again with Gene and New Holland out at Jay Leno's garage here just recently and saw that he's a real strong supporter of biofuels and biodiesel in particular, having worked with GM to create a prototype car that he calls the EcoJet. Has a jet engine in it, runs on 100% biodiesel, a can. That's going to be on display here. That's neat how that's kind of come together. So tell us a little bit about having gotten to meet Jay Leno and how he has a commitment and what a celebrity like that means to supporting and promoting biodiesel development.
Yeah, that was another New Holland event that they put together because Jay is using a New Holland diesel tractor and it's running on biodiesel. And Jay is very interested. He has a garage that has over 100 cars, over 85 motorcycles. He's very much into cars and car collecting and high performance, and it's very interesting. All of the major automotive companies that supply the automotive industry are kind of a part of that garage. There's an interesting thing going on there, and Jay is most interested. He said, you know, I'm out here in Hollywood, I'm out here in the land where entertainers are using their Priuses and sometimes sort of look down their nose at me because I, you know, maybe bring in a muscle car or an antique car to work, and I want to develop this EcoJet. It runs on 100% biodiesel, so I can pull up to the Grammys sometime and get out and I can tell them, you know, I am greener and more patriotic than even you are, and then just blow them off the line. And so it's a real the main thing that it does is it really highlights the performance aspects of biodiesel. Biodiesel has premium performance characteristics with high cetane, high lubricity. It contains oxygen, so it burns more completely. It has more complete combustion. And there are a lot of very key performance aspects of this, and having someone like Jay Leno, who is a respected gearhead, if you will, advocate for it is a real benefit.